fall out on the ground, and the cows on the outside would go, you know, eating grass and this, that, and the other, and they'd find this in this buckeye on the ground, and they would eat them too, just pick them up, you know, chew them up, and not knowing that there was something wrong, you know, and they'd get poisoned. And I had my little baby, my first little baby, I raised it on a bottle, and we had a cow, had it raised on cow's milk. Mm-hmm. And the cow and the baby and the calf was the same age.
Oh.
And we had this special cow that we milked, and for him, milked the milk separate from the uh-huh. rest of it. And this cow got some buckeye and poisoned my baby and almost oh. killed it. Oh, I'd like to have lost him at 6 months old.
Oh, no.
Oh, we had a time.
Well, I never knew that could happen.
Yes, ma'am, that sure did happen with me. Mm. And then home when I was with Mama.
But you did save him.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about the kinds of fences people would have. Like in their yards, what would they have?
Sometimes they'd have what they'd call a picket or paling fence.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then, well, then afterwards, that's what they used.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
And, like when you would, defense in the stock, what would they have?
Well, because, you know, long, long ago, we had to make rails. Go to the woods and make the rails mm-hmm. and make what they call a rail fence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That, and then in them days when I was small.
Mm-hmm. Well, then in later years, what would they use?
Barbed wire.
Oh, yeah.
What they use now.
Mm-hmm. Well, now when they're using that barbed wire, they have to fasten it onto.
Have to make extra posts and put them in the ground and nail the wire to it, steeple the wire to the post.
To each
post, yes, ma'am, and the post so far apart.
Uh-huh.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fence made out of, like, loose rock or anything like that?
No, not here.
I guess they didn't have enough rock around.
Oh, no.
But now we're at Snowball and Marshall, they do up
uh-huh.
there.
They've
got lots of them.
Yeah.
Now, you said you had chickens. Did you ever know of anybody putting something in a hen's nest to fool the hen, to make them kind of look something
like doorknobs.
Yeah, something like that. Something that would look like an egg. That what would they use?
Well, we sometimes Mama would leave an egg in there a certain length of time, then she'd take it out, and then it got to where they used to make the eggs, you know.
Yeah,
artificial.
What would they be? What would they be made of? Do you know?
Well.
Something like what dishes were made of, maybe? Or?
Something like that, wasn't it, Ms. Campbell? And then some of them made rough, you know. Rough. Some of them were rough.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Talking about doorknobs.
We used them old gourd eggs.
Yeah. We used to raise the gourd eggs and use them that way. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about doorknobs. Now, this takes it off the cushion, what you're talking about, but you spoke of doorknobs and hen's nests. I'm going to tell you what happened to me out in the country way out yonder. I went out to the hen's nest to get me an egg one day, hurry up and make cornbread. I had five to cook for, my boy and my husband. I ran out there to the hen's nest in the hovey, what they call it, outside. Get me an egg right quick. The great big old long black chicken snake had done ate all my eggs, and I had a doorknob in one nest for a nest egg, and he had swallowed that.
Oh, no! I swallowed
the doorknob, and the thing was laying there, throwing his tail up, hitting the back of the hen's nest, the hovey, and his head stuck straight up. And one of my boys, he's about 14, Charlie, come in with a team, one mule, and I hollered for him to come there quick, and he came there and got a stick. And I said, "You ever see anything like that, son?" He says, "No, Mama." He says, "What's that?" He looked at it, and there's a great big bump up in that snake's body, you know, way up. And the snake was having a fit. Of course, it hurt him.